Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jamie Creel with Shelter Insurance. Come see how we've built a name that you can trust and why it is a must to get your free quote today with our Switch and Save. Located in Ridgeland and Flora, Mississippi, give us a call, 601-992-6000.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome, folks, to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar, reminding you like I always do, for so many wonderful experiences with history written all over it, so much culture that makes us, us. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway. Well, today my guest knows all about it and its impact on the bottom line as he's running the economic show for you, me, and our Mississippi. Good thing. He's the executive director for the Mississippi Development Authority, a position he was officially appointed back in January by Governor Tate Reeves. Hallelujah. Prior to this, he was appointed by President Donald Trump to serve as the state director for USDA Rural Development, a position he held for 3+ years. He was appointed by President George W. Bush to serve in the same position back in 06 to 08. He served as Vice President of Strategic Services for Wagoner Engineering, Inc. from 2008 to 2017, so he spent a lot of time doing that. He also worked for the U.S. Representative Chip Pickering, our old buddy Chip, as Deputy Chief of Staff, and for Governor Haley Barbour, one of the greats, as a policy advisor. He holds various distinctions for his military service, which is so awesome, including medals for Air Force Meritorious Service, Commendation and Achievement, Global War on Terrorism Service Ribbon, and the Mississippi War Medal. Wow, wow. He also is currently serving as a Judge Advocate General and Major at the 186th in the Mississippi Air National Guard. I know about this because I've asked him to come do a bunch of things with us at events that we have, like our Delta Soul recently, like a couple music festivals, and he's always doing the National Guard thing. It just hadn't worked out, but we'll get him soon. But obviously, that's more precious than anything. He received his bachelor's and master's degree from Mississippi State University and his Juris Doctor from the University of Mississippi. He and his bride, Laura, reside in Madison with their sons, Luke and Graham, and their daughter, Jane Reese. And with all these amazing accomplishments, which is a life already built on hard work, relationships, and dedication, what I actually can't wait to chat with him about is his love for playing the guitar, the dobro, when he'll break his harmonica out. I can't wait to do that one day on stage with him. So let's get to it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio and get to know better one seriously good man for us all in John Ronzaville. What's up, John?
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
You know,
I appreciate being on.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Man, your resume sounds like you've had like 3 clones of you, because that's a lot that you have accomplished in your life. I mean, if you, as you hear it, read to you, especially sideways, like I read things, do you just sort of go, you're taken back, and you got to be proud of all that you've accomplished. And I know also Laura has had a big part of that. My spouse, my Gwen, has been very instrumental in me achieving things. How about you and Laura as a team?
Oh yeah, it's been great. Certainly, especially when you talk about the Guard service and the military. I mean, you know, you just can't, you know, we always say that the family serves with you, and that's very true, because, you know, as much time as that requires sometimes, military service, you know, somebody's got to take care of the take care of the kids and make sure the bills get paid on time. So, yeah, I mean, life wouldn't work without my wife, so I appreciate her a great deal. All that sounds like a lot of stuff that I've gotten the opportunity to do. I have been very lucky, but the great thing about the positions I've had and the opportunities I've had is it just always comes back to the people. I mean, you talk about, you know, you said it yourself, the great Haley Barbour, getting to work for Governor Barbour, getting to work for Governor Reeves, serving in a couple of presidential administrations. It's just, you know, I've been really blessed to have opportunities to serve alongside great people.
Well,
and that applies in the professional world as well as military.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about this. You know, you're a musician at heart, and we're going to dig into that. I want to talk about that, but if you think about it, your military background requires you to leave a lot. And I want to talk about how the family has worked out, what you did along the way, just briefly, because as a musician that full-time that I do, there were times when I was on the bus 215, 20, 30 days a year. So it didn't leave me much time at home. And we had to learn balance, especially in the younger years of our kids. I wanted to be home coaching basketball, and I couldn't always do that. Sometimes it worked out between tours, but mostly I was gone. And you have spent, like, what's the longest you've been gone?
I've been lucky in that regard. I assume you're speaking with respect to military service, but probably
yeah.
3 to 4 months at a time.
Okay, with 3 or 4 months at a time without, I mean, you think about that. That's a long time. So having the perfect spouse that can figure that out, it's amazing. So we're gonna give credit to our wives, and I won't go any further into that because I know we got a lot to talk to. But I just feel like, you know, a big thank you to you for all you do for us on all of these levels, but particularly that one. That's a lifetime dedication, and it means the world. So, all right, let's get to some great things. I want to start digging into, let's stay in the music world. So let's stay in the world of our country trail marker system, our blues trail marker system. I mean, and all the opportunities that come with them. You know me and what I do. I want to talk about the economic impact of celebrating our arts. Like, I mean, it's just so relevant and impactful on our economy, correct?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, we kind of, at the Mississippi Development Authority, we do a ton of different things, but, you know, primarily we focus on economic development, community development, and then tourism. And certainly tourism overlaps both economic development and community development. At the same time, we've got so much opportunity in the tourism world. So I've been permanent here as the director since January, but I did serve in an interim basis from last May and up through December before the governor put me in this job permanently. So we've been focused, you know, heavily on both fronts. You know, last year with COVID in effect, from an economic development standpoint, we went gangbusters. I mean, we were recruiting projects, working with our local business and industries to do expansions, had a fantastic year in the economic development world, the economic development side of the fence. We saw double the amount of capital investment in the state than we saw the prior year. So it was fantastic despite COVID. On the tourism side, you know, obviously that was a little bit different. We still had a very strong year, but we were down. I've got statistics in front of me this morning, just looking at the first 5 months of 21, and we're trending back up, which is obviously a good thing. But there's just so much that Mississippi has to offer the outside world that, you know, we've tapped it a little bit, mm-hmm. but I think we've got so much more great potential to exploit our great culture, history, the music, to do more with it.
Right.
So I'm excited about what the future holds for tourism in Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar with the Executive Director of All Things Mississippi Development Authority, John Ronzaville. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, go to visitmississippi.org to check out a lot of what we're talking about today. We'll be right back.
Still trying.
folks. It's Steve Azar.
And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. Tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
It's easier than ever to hear Super Talk anywhere. Now you can get Super Talk Mississippi on Amazon Alexa devices. Just go to supertalk.fm/Alexa to find out more. For news, politics, sports, and the good things happening in Mississippi, the conversation starts here.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens, why does it happen, and how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Pilium Corporation is a proud sponsor of Ole Miss Sports. Protect and grow your business with Pilium. By improving business practices with technology-driven solutions, Pilium solves problems and creates new opportunities for your company. Learn more at Pilium.com.
You're looking for somebody to fix your roof, right? Watkins Construction and Roofing. I know by personal experience and customer feedback, they are number one. New roof, roof repair, metal roofing, skylights, roof windows. My friends at Watkins Construction and Roofing will settle for nothing less than the most professional job in the industry. Again, it's that attention to detail that powers Watkins' continued growth. For a free estimate, call the Watkins team at 601-966-8233 or go to nomoreroofleak.com.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
The Gallo Radio Show is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
D&S Diamonds is a quaint little jewelry store located on Market Street in Flowood. Our specialty is offering great values on jewelry you typically won't see in other stores. From antique and estate to our own custom designs, from decadent to affordable, you never know what you'll find on your next visit to D&S. And if you have unwanted, broken, or out-of-style jewelry, we can purchase it, consign it, or help you repurpose it. D&S Diamonds, where the N stands for Newton, 144 Market Street between Neobella's and the Great American Cookies.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
wade through a Mississippi Minute. This minute will not contain, this hour will not contain the two of us. I'm with John Ronzaville, Executive Director of all things the Mississippi Development Authority, and he is doing a heck of a job in his new post, official post. We are so appreciative. We're also appreciative that we're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you're going to do this weekend. And trust me, come on. Now, you know that Mississippi folks, because you being one, you know, we're better in front of people. You know, like we're better when we get to, you know, not only handshake, but hug and just, you know what I mean? We're very personal. So when you guys were competing with, you know, all the other states in the country, we're competing on a global level, international level, and you all of a sudden are tied to a Zoom call. You know, how were y'all able to adjust? And do you feel like that you were, obviously, it sounds like we had a lot of success. Give me some examples of just sort of those challenges and then how you guys were able to make it work for you.
Yeah. So maybe unpack it this way. With our existing, so 80% of the projects we had last year were existing business, existing industry expansion. So, you know, Mississippi companies who are either indigenous to Mississippi or we recruited them here a year ago or years ago. Those entities inside the state, obviously, they're more accessible. And a lot of those businesses took that opportunity, you know, a lot of them with downtime to say, look, we've been wanting to do an expansion. Mississippi has proven to be a great location for us. We're ready to expand. So that afforded us the opportunity to do more of our traditional, you know, face-to-face, the way we do things in Mississippi, right?
Right.
On the domestic and international side, outside of the state, it was certainly different. Folks not in the economic development world may not realize this, but, you know, as companies are looking to site new locations, sometimes they do it themselves. Sometimes they are represented by a site consultant. And these site consultants are many times, you know, they're global, or at least they're national.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are regionally based. But they were all pretty much locked down. So a lot of what we did interfacing with site consultants, the representatives of these companies, was done, you know, virtually. And that took some getting used to. But, we found out it's not what we're used to because, that's like you said, Steve, I mean, that's just not the way we're wired. Right. We don't do business that way. Obviously, it's worked and it's working. Particularly on the international side of things, you know, when it comes to international recruitment, we have been out of the country a few times on this side of the pond. Europe is about to open up, so we'll have some presence over there starting up probably in July. Yeah, I know in July we've got several trips planned on that side of the pond. But what we're seeing when it comes to international recruitment, those virtual events, I mean, now that we've got them to where they work and we're comfortable, what we found is we can do a lot of the setting the stage
right,
without spending time, without spending money, and go ahead and getting things lined up so that when we expend resources to go overseas, we're actually working with a real project, or we're working with a bird in hand, or mm-hmm. if it comes to trade, where we're taking Mississippi companies overseas.
And you're not just chasing them. The wind, right? I mean, like sometimes you can go, waste a lot of money chasing nothing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So we're not just randomly knocking on doors. I mean, we've already got things wired. We've already got things set up. So that's proving to be very efficient and very effective. So once the restrictions really lift and we're able to go full bore, you know, we're excited about how it's going to turn out.
We're talking to John Ronzaville. John, wait a minute. Let me say, it just brings up one last point about this. You come in during COVID. I mean, you and Governor Reeves had a lot on your plate. I mean, just out of all the times just to, you know, and that's how you take Glenn's place, and that's how you're welcomed into your position. So that's my point. You didn't, you know, your hands were tied a lot, and a lot of people's were, but you were in a brand new position, although you've had a lot of history and a lot of experience. What led you to this role? I'm sure your relationships were vast, but you're still in a new position and you're making new relationships. So I commend you on that and how you've handled that. And I know you're chomping at the bits to rock. Let's go back a little bit and talk about where you were born. You were born where I was born, and I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
So, but you left here. So you were born down on Highway 1, close to the Winterville Indian Mounds. Used to climb those things as kids. We used to ride our bikes down there. I can't believe our parents let us ride that far. I mean, we might as well have gone to Benoit or Rosedale. But anyway, I want to talk about that. And then I also want to dig into a little bit of like great fairs. Like, I sweat more at the Neshoba County Fair. We closed it out 4 years in a row when I was a kid. And I know we're getting to that point where that and the Choctaw Fair, where I got to play later, I got to play on the big stages as things started to work out for me. But as a kid, I played that Neshoba County Fair. And I remember trying to pull my shirt off because it wouldn't come off. Because back then, you know, you played for 3.5-4 hours. And you dig that whole area and you love that whole vibe. I am a fan of that area and the music. What Marty Stewart's doing now, Marty and I have become dear friends. A lot closer than we were when we were in Nashville because we would see each other on stage or something. So let's talk about growing up in Greenville. Obviously, the Delta has a big music-rich history. And then your love for doing the Neshoba County Fair and your love for music. I just want folks to understand that you and I are a lot alike, believe it or not.
Well, I'm nowhere the talent that you are, Steve. But I grew up around music. Grew up in Greenville, like you said, just about a mile south, the Winterville Indian Mounds. We just had a little few acres of property there, smack dab in the middle of cotton fields. And I grew up, just running through those fields and playing with Matchbox cars in the field rows, in the turn rows. That took up a lot of my summers there as a kid. I lived there until I was probably 12 when we moved. My mom was from down that way, and after my father got back from Vietnam, he married my mother, and they spent the first part of their marriage, and all three of us kids were born in Greenville. And then about the late 80s, 87, 88, we moved to the hills, quote unquote, where my father was from, in a little community called Big Creek, where a lot of my father's family still lives today. So I kind of grew up in both places, but music was always a part of that. My dad is a pretty dang good banjo picker.
Every
Friday and Saturday night, for as long as I can remember, we had picking and grinnings at the house. And, the men folk would all circle and play music, and the non-pickers would play rook and drink coffee and listen.
Wow.
A lot of bluegrass, a lot of gospel. So I grew up doing that, grew up around that in that environment. Probably about the age of 13 or so, I decided that wasn't cool anymore, and maybe I ran off doing, teenage guy things with the boys. And so I kind of got out of music for a while, but in college I picked back up. But, yeah, I play a little guitar and a little dobro and try to do more of it these days. I just there's a lot less time, as you know. The older you get, the busier you get.
No, I know, but it's great. You just have them hanging around the house. You come in and just grab it sometimes. And the dobro especially, I'm in love with that. And I wanted to ask you, there's an instrument that I have that this guy, Gary Morris, who's a great steel player, but on my Waiting on Joe record, on a lot of my records, Rivers Working, etc., he played this thing. Steve, I've got this thing that reminds me of the Mississippi Delta where you're from, and he's from California. It's called the Wisen board. Have you ever heard of that thing?
No.
Oh, you got to get one, because it's the sound. It reminds me of old school Mississippi, but there's something else about it. But the way he even articulates whatever comes out of his heart and soul into his fingers, John, is insane. But anyways, it's become like my instrument. He doesn't play it on anybody else's record. So he brought this thing in, and I said, he goes, Steve, you're going to love this. This is going to be something that's going to remind you of home, and it's going to be your stamp. And it's been forever. In fact, we're recording something right now, and I said, you know what I got to have? He says, I know, I got it right here. I'm looking at it. But you would dig it. It's just a little bit different sounding than the dobro. It almost sounds more acoustic-y. It's a great instrument. Neshoba County Fair, and stuff, you think about the economic impact, but just the flat out fun, people on the porches playing. But it's hot, right?
yep it sure is. But it's so fun. I've got so many great friends that's a big part of their life. So when I started becoming more knowledgeable of the fair back during my college days, going to Neshoba County with friends that had been going with their families for years, I really enjoy it. And I try to go. I go most years. Rarely do I miss a year, but there's just, as it's built, our big house party. That's what it is. It's just good people doing good things and visiting together for a whole week. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. I just love it. Well, maybe you and I can pick a little bit soon. We're going to take a break. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio with one beautiful man in John Ronzaville. He is the director, executive director of Mississippi Development Authority. We are in great hands, as you can tell. He's got just a wonderful spirit. John, just love how you just You're just so Mississippi. You're in your perfect force, the right time, the right place. And speaking of that, we are the birthplace of American music. So we're going to leave music on the table after this. But since we celebrate that, you get to play DJ. Would you like to hear the great B.B. King or Conway Twitty into the break?
Let's do some Conway.
I love that. I love it. One of the greatest stories in Shelby County Fair when I saw Conway play was he came out and it got uncomfortable for almost 5 minutes and he was looking around and people started to whisper and said, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? And all of a sudden he found caught his eyes on this one woman and he looked at her and said, hello, darling. And then the song started and I said, that's the greatest intro of all time. We'll do that.
That is great.
I love it. John Ronsonville is my guest. We'll be right back in a Mississippi Minute. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's what we're talking about right now. A lot of wonderful tourism opportunities, things that are in your backyard that you just would love to be celebrating this weekend. Trust me. We'll be right back.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me.
In the metro area, the houses talk.
Hey, Jan, how's it going today?
Hey, Barney.
You're not sold yet?
No, my shutters need replacing, my floors need unbuckling, my boudoirs need updating.
Well, my person called Will White with the price, and Will White said the price was right. No updating, no nothing. I'm sold as of tomorrow.
Call Will White. He buys houses. 601-401-4323. 601-401-4323. Or online at homebuyersms.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction. It's 601-853-4242.
Calling all college football fans. KLLM is unveiling to the public the 2021 Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Southern Miss, and Jackson State custom football tractor trailers. Thursday, July 22nd at the M Braves baseball game. Take pictures with your team's cheerleaders and mascots as you explore the trucks. Event gates open at 5:30 with first pitch at 6:30. Event details can be found at KLLM's Facebook page. Don't miss the college football event of the summer, July 22nd at Trustmark Park.
Hey there, this is Jody Adams at Ridgeland Medical Clinic. We are now accepting appointments for chronic and acute care as well as walk-ins. We are conveniently located off Highway 51 in the Oak Place Shopping Center. I invite you to call today. That's Jody Adams with Ridgeland Medical Clinic. Our phone number is 601-790-7711. We offer the gold standard COVID-19 PCR testing with next day results. We at Ridgeland Medical Clinic hope to see you soon. Our number is 601-790-7711.
It's a madness sale. We're back on the lot.
The deals are astounding.
Really? Stop the noise.
Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors. It's what they're all about. Come see Steve Owen and the friendly staff and find a quality pre-owned vehicle with financing available and a warranty.
Pinnacle Motors on the corner of Highway 471 and Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon and online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
The Jones County Sheriff's Department is investigating a firebombing at the Kamikaze Motorcycle Club in the Powers community. Video shows four subjects at the front of the building Wednesday night. Investigators later found what appeared to be a Molotov cocktail thrown through the front window. Last month, a federal judge issued an injunction on the Biden administration's oil and gas leasing moratorium, which intended to put a pause on the sale of new leases. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith says the administration is insulted by any discussion of fossil fuels.
But the offshore leasing is really going to affect us. Mississippi is a state, and obviously our neighboring states. And, you know, they're just wanting everyone to drive an electric car, to eliminate fossil fuels, and to do it in a radical manner.
The moratorium is creating uncertainty in an industry that employs more than 2.5 million Americans. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Trustmark. People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm in a hurry, one hell of a hurry.
Let's roll down a Mississippi Minute. Go to visitmississippi.org. So many wonderful, culturally cool things to do that are right here in your backyard, your front yard. Just trust me. My guest today, Executive Director of Mississippi Development Authority, John Bonza Bill, knows all about that, and he also knows about the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio, which is important to us all. So pay attention to your surroundings and no littering, please. John, let's talk about some things economically that you're excited about. I know that you and my brother Joe is just a big fan of yours. He loves you. And I know he's in Batesville, and the side of Joe that I don't know if you know or not, you know, he was the front house sound guy and tour manager for Vince Neil from Motley Crue. He managed the Crickets. He managed the outfield. Hank III managed me for 20 years. And once we got off the Bob Seger tour together, we looked at each other, and he wanted to have a family, and we looked at each other, and he came to Mississippi first, and I chased him. So, but he's a huge fan of yours. He goes, I can't wait for y'all to do this show. When are you going to do it? What's going on in baseball? Let's talk about that, because you were recently there.
Well, I think the big thing at present is the new development of their concourse building, their workforce development center that Joe and the local community and Northwest Community College have been working on for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now, workforce development is one of the key drivers of economic development, and it's something we're all focused on in Mississippi. And I'm real pleased with what Joe's doing up there, because with this new center, I mean, it's just going to be an excellent facility to help his local and regional industry to train workers, and you can use that as a recruiting tool because that will be viewed as very valuable. But Joe's like you said, he's a great friend. I love him to death. I'm so proud of the success that he's had. You know, last year he landed four new economic development projects in Panola County, and that's a lot, huge, to be able to do that in a relatively small community. So I'm just real proud of what he's done working with that community and the success he's had, and sure do hope it continues.
Well, you got a lot of Joe's. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I love my favorite part of Joe. Of course, we work together professionally, But my favorite thing about Joe, as you mentioned, I love hearing his on-the-road stories in his music career.
He's got him. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'll tell you what. A long time together, and we did the Neshoba County Fair together, and we learned, you know, we cut our teeth growing up and all that, but it was so funny. I'd show up at a radio station after I started having hits, and they'd go, "Hey, Steve, great to see you. Where's Joe?" All the radio, "Hey, Steve, great record. We love your record. Where's Joe?" I mean, like, he became friends, and I think that's the guy you have to have. You know, obviously business savvy. He comes out of school and he builds these drive-through convenience stores, and he worked hard, and he helped me finance my band and all that. And he just, I mean, he was a little bit over the top, though. I'd show up, and there'd be a light show behind one of his businesses. And I said, "What is that?" And he didn't quite know. Now, he could pack anything. Like, he could pack a van full of gear. We'd show up at the Pike House at Mississippi State, and people were going, like, "Where's that gear coming from?" Because he was a good packer. But I said, "Joe, now that's not going to fit." I mean, it was like, we had to buy new trucks and stuff just because the stuff that he, and then he had a pyro license because he wanted to blow, he blew me up a couple times on stage. But anyway, long story short, he's that guy, and I love that. But you've got a lot of Joes you need around the state, and you have them, because we are a small community-based. I mean, what else is going on in Mississippi right now that's exciting you? Because when you piece it all together, John, like, you know better than anybody, it all adds up to a big sum.
Right. On that note, before I talk about what's going on around the state, let me say, you know, those Joes, like your brother, those local economic developers, I mean, they're really the key to making all this happen. You know, at the state level, certainly we do. We've got the resources needed to support the locals, do the recruiting, and provide the financial resources needed to make all that happen. But it doesn't happen without the local economic developers. They are so key to making success happen. To retain existing businesses, but also to recruit new industries to our communities across the state. And, you know, a lot of times they're unsung heroes because, you know, the state gets all the attention when we land a big project, but so much goes on at the local level that, you know, that does not need to be overlooked. So I do want to recognize that and make sure that Mississippians who live in these communities know that their local economic development folks are key to that success. But you know, statewide, I don't want to be generic and just say that everything looks great. But you know, we're seeing a lot of hot activity. We've got our project pipeline. We're working 180 new projects right now. Now, we won't win all those, but those are all real projects that we are actively working on at present. And that's probably 30 to 40% above our average. So there's a lot of activity going on right now. But we have to keep in mind now, you know, yes, Mississippi is being successful, and we're seeing a lot of activity. But that also means that our competitor states are also seeing that probably the same type of success, at least in the South. You know, we're all similarly situated with good business climates, low taxes, where we've got people, we've got hardworking folks, and, you know, people want to expand in the Southeast. We just announced a new project that was relocating its corporate headquarters from Southern California to Mississippi. So that type of stuff is going on.
That's cool.
But we can't be blinded and say, "Hey, we're doing great," because we got to think, you know, our competitor states are doing good too. And our job is not just to focus, you know, the governor tells me this all the time, don't compare yourself to the prior year. Compare yourself to Texas, to Georgia, to Tennessee. Compare yourself to your competitors. And that's where we're going to see make ourselves successful. So I try to keep that in mind as well. But, you know, in terms of industry sectors, we've seen a lot of activity in defense, a lot of activity in automotive, you know, electric vehicles. I'm a skeptic by nature, but that industry is very real and it's happening. So we see a lot of activity going on right now with the electric vehicle batteries and electric vehicle automotive industry. Mm-hmm. Forestry has been fantastic. You know, we brought in four new sawmills and then another wood products industry, related industry. That's five forest-related projects in the last 7 months. And what excites me about that, you know, in the economic development world, everybody gets excited about those 500, 1,000. Then you get into multiple thousands of new jobs, and everybody gets excited, and that's all great. But, you know, a lot of my background, I spent two terms as state director for USDA Rural Development.
Rural, right.
And I grew up in a rural area. And agribusiness, agriculture, forestry, that's important to me. Small towns are important to me. So when we see these sawmills, you know, these sawmills are not moving to Jackson. They're moving to places like Lumberton and Alcorn County and our smaller rural communities. And so when these, you're looking at $150 million in CapEx being invested into those rural communities and creating
jobs,
right. 150, 200 jobs that pay $45,000 to $50,000 a year. That's great. But what's even better is the feedstocks. So those sawmills have to get their inputs from the trees, in a 60-mile radius of that community. So the dollars that get churned in the community when trees are harvested, and then those dollars get turned over by those landowners who are buying new equipment or investing back in their community.
Right.
So just a lot of economic activity comes along with those forest products. So, and that was not a one-hit wonder. I mean, we've got several more that will be announced through the summer, and are working additional forest-related projects. And the other good thing about the sawmills that are coming in, once the sawmill lands, the wood pellet folks come in right after them. Wood pellets are used to generate their renewable energy source, and heavily demanded in the European market. So those wood pellet manufacturers want to be right next door to those sawmills so they can collect the sawdust to manufacture their product.
Who's going to be the ones to have these charging stations, and what's the economic sort of package for something like that? I'm curious as a consumer.
Sure. Well, you see charging stations at grocery stores and some of the malls. I think you'll eventually see them at welcome centers. I think the bottom line, though, is that if government will allow it, the private sector is going to figure this out. What I'm interested in, particularly on the tourism side of the fence, is when we have travelers coming through the state. Maybe electric cars are a small thing today, but they're just going to grow. And so even if you're traveling through Mississippi on your way to the Florida Panhandle, mm-hmm. We want to capture you. We want you to spend the night. We want you to see and do some cool things while you're in Mississippi. I don't want us to be in a position where we're saying, well, we're not even driving through Mississippi. We can't even charge our vehicle. We need to be prepared for that.
Well, we're talking to John Ronsville. John, let me say this. When we used to be off the bus, we would find these welcome centers that, like in Rochester, up going to Rochester, between Albany and Rochester, New York, there was this one particular one that had the Popeyes, which we were excited about because we knew where the Popeyes was. My set list used to be a Popeyes set list. It was the funniest thing. It was a menu. Anyway, long story short, I was keeping my roots, and we loved it, but we knew where everything was. But we would stop, and while the bus was gassing up, which took a while, and we just needed to get the bus legs off of us and walk around, we would stop and eat. So it wasn't just stopping and getting gassing up your car and grabbing some Cheetos and a Diet Coke. It was bigger than that. So having the time it takes to charge an electric vehicle, you think about that. People can go into Whole Foods. They can go into wherever they're at. But it's a no-brainer, because the longer you have them waiting, the more they're going to spend. I mean, it adds up, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And the longer they spend, particularly when you talk about a welcome center environment, that's more opportunity for us to educate folks on, hey, did you know that there's some great things to do here? And maybe you grab that traveler and pique their interest in getting them to really visit Mississippi.
Right. I'm Steve Azar. We're with the executive director of all things Mississippi Development Authority, John Ronsville. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, go to visitmississippi.org. Check out a lot of what we're talking about today. We'll be right back.
I say go now, please wake me from the dead.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 50-50 shot of rain, partly sunny, high near 89. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 73. Your Saturday, a 50% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 92. And for your Sunday, 60% chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 92. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. The Philly cheesesteak sandwich or wrap, melt-in-your-mouth pulled pork sandwich, and the best burger in the metro. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
From luxury hotels to homeowners, Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will exceed your expectations. Your beautiful new bath and shower are made with the same high-quality materials used in luxury hotels and installed in as little as one day. Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will provide the bath or shower custom designed you've always wanted with no heavy demo or weeks without your bath area. Visit bathfitter.com where you can design your own bath area and book your free in-home or virtual consultation. Bathfitter.com.
Pediatric care is more than treating a child when they are sick. It is a healthcare journey from infancy to adolescence.
Dr. Catherine Philippi, pediatrician at Trust Care Kids in Madison.
We build lasting relationships with parents based on trust. From pediatric primary care and well child checkups to after hours visits, our specialists provide quality care, usually within an hour, so that your child will feel better faster.
To schedule an appointment, visit TrustCareHealth.com and click Trust Care Kids. Trust Care. Feel better faster.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't even remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call C Spire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber fast internet that works. C Spire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford. Ford builds the SUVs and trucks of the future for everyone, like Explorer and Expedition. These SUVs are built to command the road. And the 2021 Ford F-150, smart, tough, and built to get the job done. Because the vehicles of the future aren't built for a few, they are built for America. Drive one at your local Mississippi Ford dealer today, and don't miss the College Football Fix driven by Ford.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm with John Ronzaville, Executive Director of the Mississippi Development Authority. We are so appreciative. We're also appreciative that we're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you're going to do this weekend. You got me excited about everything we're all doing and understanding the economic value. And, you know, I get excited, and I know you do, about celebrating our arts and winning economically.
Absolutely, I do. And, you know, I'm not here to shine your backside, Steve, but I do want to say that I appreciate what you've done to develop all that. You know, folks like you and Marty Stewart, through my time here, you know, I want people to know how approachable you guys are and how you really are giving back. You know, what you're doing in the Delta, what Marty's doing in the Neshoba County with his projects. I mean, it's just fantastic that our Mississippi sons have gone out and done great things, but they bring it back home to Mississippi. And they want to invest back home. And well, it's not just music stars, you know. It's the same applies to our kids.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about brain drain and retaining talent. That is so critical to our future. We want to create those opportunities, and that's what economic development is all about: is creating opportunity for our future, so that our kids and grandkids have an opportunity to build something in Mississippi. You know, it's good to go out and, you know, graduate from college and go out and see the world, but we sure do want you to come back and bring your talent back.
Well, you know, look, first of all, we've been blessed to come back. And the impact that growing up in Nashville as our kids, they had on their later years of end of elementary school, all through high school, being here, you know, finishing up here. You know, they knew me musically from Mississippi and their grandparents were here and all that, but they didn't live here. They came and visited. When they came and lived here, changed their world in the most positive way. I can't explain it. It totally shaped them, reshaped them, redefined them, set them on their path. And I really feel like it was imperative that they move from Nashville to live in Mississippi. I'm telling you. So what you're saying is, and then, you know, I'm hoping my son, my middle son, or my oldest son will end up making films, coming back and doing something big in Mississippi. He's in L.A. now. He needs to be there. I needed to be in Nashville for a while. So did Marty. Yeah. Marty's sharing time now. But I'm telling you right now, we feel like we owe it. You know, our middle son's going to med school now. Hopefully Mississippi will make him stay. He loves Mississippi. He loves the Delta. He had a great high school basketball experience. So Mississippi is just right in his taste buds. He just has great, nothing but great friends and memories. So we do want people to leave if they leave and go get if they decide to do that because they have to further their development. But we want them to come back home because, man, it's like I told Governor Reeves. I sent him a letter thanking him for and you as well. And C. Ray, for you guys keep me on as a music and culture ambassador because I didn't want to come home. It's the only way. My museum is sort of me. Marty's building a museum. But we both have one. We didn't want to come back and do something just in song. Oh, we were an artist. I'll never forget when I came home, I was at church and I walked out of mass and the father, instead of saying, welcome back, you know what he said to me? He goes, okay, so are you going to do anything? Or are you just going to kind of hang around? Are you not going to matter? Are you going to matter? That's what he said to me. And it hit me really hard. And I was going like, no, sir, I'm coming. I hope that I'm going to have opportunities to do things. And I just feel like the good Lord has blessed me in the opportunity. But I feel like I owe our home state more. I can never repay what it's given me. A career of making music? Are you kidding? No way. And I owe us. And so I feel like, you know, now I don't need any patting on the back. I'm blessed and I'm humbled and honored every time I get to go proclaim Mississippi and music like I do around the world. So all good. And hey, John, I know you got to get back to it. I can't thank you enough for spending a Mississippi Minute with me. I've wanted to do this a long time. And hopefully we're going to have you on Delta Soil back where you grew up. You and your wife, Laura, maybe your kids will come out and as well. And I just thank you for all that you do for us. It means the world.
Well, it's an honor to get to do what I do every day, and I love it. Because it goes back just to what you're talking about. You know, this is about giving back, and it's about just doing good. And so that's what we're committed to doing. I hate that, man. It seems like this time, this hour went by too fast, and we feel like we barely hit on the things that on half the things we had intended to talk about. So maybe we'll have to do this again soon.
Well, guess what? You just did. You just rebooked yourself because I do want to dig into. Yeah, I do, and so I do want us to do that. We'll do round two because I want you to be able to break down a lot of just things that I know. You're talking about all these opportunities. I want to understand them. What the batting average needs to be when you suss out all these opportunities to be successful. And I know some will be packed in home runs, and some will be backed in singles and doubles and triples, but it all adds up. So, and speaking of that, by the time this airs, we're going to know Mississippi State's destiny. So we're hoping that they pull out a national championship. It'd be a heck of a thing for our state.
Man, I sure hope so.
All right, here's hoping. Are you guys? I'm predicting a sweep. Break the broom out. I'm Steve Azar. I've been with John Ronzaville, Executive Director of the Mississippi Development Authority. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway. So important, so many wonderful things in your backyard. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. Where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more.
Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.